As Californians wake up in a brave new post-recall world, commentator Judy Mueller observes that it's not so bad.
Okay, okay, go ahead and laugh. The Terminator as governor. It's understandable that some people would find that hilarious or horrifying. Either way, we Californians are used to the ridicule. From Mark Twain to Woody Allen, outsiders have been laughing at us for decades. Writer Robert Graves once suggested the motto for California should be the screwy state. And who can argue? This election is Exhibit A for screwiness. Even so, I detect an inordinate amount of schadenfreude going on. Not that it's difficult to see why our problems should give others such pleasure. After all, it can't be easy for Americans in colder climes to tune into the Rose Bowl every January only to see us sipping cool beverages in short sleeves under a cloudless sky. Small wonder, then, that when mudslides come along and wipe out a few homes in Malibu, it always makes the national news. The unspoken headline, that's what you get for living in paradise. Minnesotans once elected a professional wrestler as their governor, but the national laughter was fairly muted, more of a titter than a guffaw. That's because laughing at Minnesotans would seem cruel, given their God-given hardships. So laugh all you want. We can take it. Perhaps I've lived here so long now that my East Coast cynicism has finally morphed into a look-on-the-bright-side mentality that no doubt comes from living in perpetual sunshine. Yesterday I found myself reveling in all the wacky details of this wacky election. When I arrived at my polling place, the clubhouse at a seaside trailer park, several men attired in parking attendant outfits were directing traffic. Not quite valet parking, but close. To get inside to vote, I had to walk past the jacuzzi, where a very mellow man was taking in the scene while taking in a soak. Later, driving down the freeway, I spotted a banner someone had hung from an overpass that read, "Save your ass, don't vote for Arnold." Not a popular sentiment, as it turned out. And despite all the gnashing of well-capped teeth, this recall does not spell the end of democracy. In fact, there are some upsides to this upside-down process. For one thing, local television news has suddenly discovered politics. One can only hope that, now that they've learned where Sacramento is on the map, without the benefit of a high-speed chase leading them there, that they will continue to report on the political scene. And while everyone cites the fact that 135 candidates were in this race as proof that it was a circus, I found it a rather heartening exercise in public discourse. Some of these people actually had some thoughtful ideas about ways to help straighten out the economy. Porn star candidate Mary Carey, for example, has suggested taxing cosmetic surgery and breast implants as a way to add millions of dollars to the state's coffers. I can hear the snickering begin, but I ask you, is it really such a crazy idea? After all, Silicon Valley may be down and out, but silicone is making a comeback.
The comments of Judy Mueller, an ABC News correspondent and author of Now This.